the story of Moses. The children of Israel increased greatly in number and became very powerful, and the land of Egypt became full of them. But there arose a new king over Egypt who didn't recognize Joseph and all the wonderful things that he had done in saving Egypt. The new Pharaoh said to the Egyptians, "The people of Israel are now more and stronger than we are. Let's be wise about this, for if they continue to grow, then they will join with our enemies, and in time of war they might fight against us." So the Egyptians set taskmasters, slave masters, over the Israelites and made them work for them as slaves. They built Pharaoh cities for his treasures in Python and Ramesses, but the more the Egyptians beat them, the more the Israelites grew in number. And so Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, ordered the Hebrew midwives, that's the women who help a lady when she's having a baby, "When one of the Hebrew women gives birth and it's a son, you shall kill him, but if it's a daughter, she shall be saved alive." But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt ordered them to do. They let the boy's children live. And so Pharaoh called the midwives and asked them, "Why have you done this thing? Why have you allowed the boy children to live?" "Because," the midwives answered, "these Hebrew women give birth very quickly. They've given birth before we arrive to help them." God blessed the midwives and he gave them families.
Because some in the big Bible you read that the midwives couldn't have children, but God let them have children.
So Pharaoh commanded his people, saying, "Every Israelite son that is born, you must throw into the river, and every girl you shall allow to live." Now, there was a man from the tribe of Levi, Amram. And
then a queen comes and picked the basket up.
That's right. Let's read about it. "There was a man of the family of Levi, Amram, whose wife, Jochebed, bore him a son. And when they saw that he was a goodly child, they hid him 3 months. But when his mummy could no longer hide him, she took a basket made of bulrushes, painted it with pitch, that's to stop the water getting into it, and put the child into it. She took it and hid it in the reeds by the river's edge." What was the river?
It was the River Nile.
That's right. And the baby's sister, that was Miriam, stood somewhere away to watch what would happen. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her servant girls were walking along by the riverside. Now, that might have seemed the worst thing that could happen. When she saw the basket among the reeds, she sent her servant girls to get it. The baby was crying, so she took pity on him. You can imagine Miriam watching so closely and praying to God for her little brother. And she said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." So Miriam, the baby's sister, came forward, must have been very brave, and she said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and find a nurse from the Hebrew woman who can raise the child for you?" "Yes," said Pharaoh's daughter. So the girl went and called the child's mummy. Pharaoh's daughter said to the woman, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give you wages for doing so." So the mother took her child, Moses, and nursed it, and she got paid for nursing her own baby. Well, the child grew, and his mother brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called him Moses, which means drawn out, because she said he was drawn out of the water. So you can see from that how God saved that little boy's life, and how his brave sister also played a part in that, and how when things seem really bad, like, uh-oh, Pharaoh's daughter's coming and she's seen the baby and the baby's crying. Oh no, actually that is God working through what seems really awful, because he's got a big purpose. Because through Moses, God did so, so much. And you can see also how Moses believed in God so strongly later in his life, but all he knew of God was what his mummy had taught him when he was a little person, very little. So God is now preparing you to do great things for him when you're older. And he is teaching you, and these principles will remain with you all your life, just as they did with Moses.